You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Orthodox Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas today in various traditional ways, but often under challenging circumstances. Alexander MacDonald has the details.
Orthodox Christians from around the world celebrate Christmas today, in line with the Julian calendar. Traditions vary from country to country, but generally involve liturgies, jumping into frigid water, dancing, log-burning ceremonies, street processions, and fireworks displays. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin attended midnight mass in the church where his parents had been baptized. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, presided at a liturgy at Moscow's impressive Christ the Savior Cathedral, which was destroyed under Soviet leader Joseph Stalin and only reconstructed after the fall of communist rule. It will also be the first time since 1928 that a Christmas Eve Mass had been held in the world's largest Orthodox basilica, the St. Isaac's Cathedral in St. Petersburg. The landmark 19th century cathedral was turned into a museum under the officially atheist Soviet regime. Orthodox Christians in Greece, Bulgaria, Turkey, and Cyprus celebrate Christmas today in various rituals, involving jumping into frigid water, sometimes to retrieve a cross tossed there by a cleric, or to perform traditional dances. In Ukraine, marked by increased tensions with rebels and a fragile ceasefire, some rebels have said that they were willing to release captives as a goodwill measure in the Christmas spirit. It was unclear, however, whether it was a sincere effort or simply a publicity stunt. It is not known how many prisoners each side of the conflict might be willing to release. Orthodox Christians in the world number approximately 225 million and will be meeting later this year in a pan-Orthodox council marked by challenges and obstacles. Russia has restricted travel to Turkey, leading to speculation that the meeting will take place in Geneva. The civil war in Ukraine will also be one of the top issues on their agenda. For Vatican Radio, I'm Alexander MacDonald.